Home care, how can I help you?
Hi, good morning. My name is Lakeisha Dawson. I'm interested in seeking employment with your company.
Oh, okay, sure. So I would take your information and I would have the staff in the department reach out to you once we have any clients available in your area.
Well, that's the case. I would be bringing a client on board. I already have a
Oh,
client.
that's
Do
great.
you take care of those type of services?
Of course, yes, we do.
Okay, you went up like you were singing. Okay, sounds
Yeah.
good.
Yeah, that's amazing. Do you have the patient's basic information like date of birth?
I do, but I also have a question.
Sure, go ahead.
This would be like a pickup hours. She already is with another company, but they're understaffed.
Oh.
And if this company does well, I mean, she could very well just take, you can take over her case possibly. Let me just provide you with a little bit of information about her. I live in Philadelphia, Northeast Philadelphia, but my patient lives in Delaware County. She's semi-paraplegia. She uses several wheelchairs, electric. She uses sit to stand, stand to farm. She needs physical therapy on her bike. And recently she just had a amputee of her toes on her foot. So she needs wound care. I've been with her over 5 years and I'm looking for a new home base for her.
Okay, sure. So you want us to provide aid for her as well, or only you are going to be working on her?
Need a start. If everything goes right and she enjoys the services, I'm sure she wouldn't have a problem with transferring all of her business to you. But right now, it would be pickup hours. Minimum right now, 32 hours.
Okay,
It would be
that's
2 days a week, Wednesday and Saturday, 16 hours each, because she needs round of care. Because her wound care is kind of iffy. It's not healing probably. She may go to 24 hours. So this could be a lot of business for you guys, you know.
Okay, so now she has more caregivers with the other agency with more hours, and she only wants, like, only you want to come over to our agency, right?
I'm sorry, that last part I didn't hear.
So it's only you that wants to come to our agency. Like, you're going to take
Correct.
4 hours and come in. But she really has, how many hours does she really have approved?
Oh boy, maybe
Okay, that's fine.
90, something like that. I don't know. She has enough to go around. We're not going over or anything like that. But again, I mean, if you have the staff and, you know, the rapport with you guys becomes clear, again, she will you know, you can have all the business. But, you
Good.
know, we're just baby stepping right now.
Right, okay. So let's start with her date of birth. Now let me just pull up her Medicaid information first.
Date of birth 2/12. Let me see. Fast math. She is 75. So what is that? Maybe 40. I can't think right now.
Let me see.
Got a calculator nearby?
Yeah, I
You
do.
ask Google.
She's 75, you said? So
Yeah.
1951 makes sense.
Okay, I was gonna say 50. It's either 50 or 51. She just had a birthday, so.
Okay. And what is her first name?
Brenda, Brenda.
Okay, last name?
James, James.
Oh yeah, it's 1951. I got it pulled up. Perfect.
Okay.
She has the waiver. Everything is going to be very simple, being that she is already on the waiver. So let me start taking her basic information, and then I'm going to transfer you to an intake specialist, and she's going to guide you further.
I
Okay?
need to ask one basic question.
Sure.
What is the base pay rate?
Pay rate.
Because
Okay.
we may not even continue.
So it depends on how many hours. So you said you want to come with 30 watt hours?
32.
32.
Now this
Okay.
is confusing. I've heard this before, but it should be based on her needs. I don't understand that because a companion should not get paid with her intensive urgent care. That's confusing to me. But okay.
So the way we work is that if the patient has a lot of overtime hours, we usually do a lower rate, and we pay overtime, 10.5 for every hour after 40. And if the patient has less than 40 hours, then we can do a higher rate because we're not paying overtime.
Yeah, but 32 hours, I wouldn't qualify because I wouldn't be doing overtime right away.
Right, but you can get a better hourly rate.
Okay, let's see.
Sure, let me see what I could do for you. So 32
All
hours.
Right.
And the patient is in Delaware County?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you want to give me the rate you're currently at with the other agency so I can, you know, give you a better rate?
I don't know if you're going to be able to top it, but I'm willing to meet in the middle. For my other agency, I was getting 19.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I don't think we can do 19, but we can do 1675.
1675. Why not just 17? I don't understand.
1675 would also, because it makes a difference.
Every penny counts. It's tough out here. I work two jobs, you know, just to stay poor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how about, actually, my manager just got back to me that we can do $1,650, and I can do a sign-on bonus of $200.
And when do you get the sign-on bonus?
So
I mean, and I'm bringing the client. Like, you guys wasn't even hiring. Like, I'm bringing you business as well. It should be compensated for that.
That's why I was offering the sign-on bonus.
Well, that already says that you had a bonus. That's not anything extra. I saw that when I looked you guys up.
Mm-hmm. So,
you want to see if you talk to your manager and give me a call back?
So, no, I'm actually in touch with him right now over messaging.
Yeah. I'm going to round it out to 17. I'm taking a $2 loss here, and I'm bringing you a client that you may get all of her hours.
Right. So, yeah, let me discuss that with him. Can I just put you on a brief hold?
Yeah, you want to just give me a call back in 2 seconds? I got another call coming in. I'm so sorry. It's my daughter's school. I have to take
it. Okay, yeah, not a problem.
You have my number? It's
267.
Okay.
4-5-4-2-1, right?
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
Okay, take care.
All right. Mm-hmm.